Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazan.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Sarah Reynolds. And we are so excited today as we tackle the recap from Keller Williams Family Reunion 2023. The three of us just got back, a couple weeks ago,
right? Last week.
Last week. It feels like it's been about 4 months, but I think it's less than 2 weeks.
I had hip replacement surgery in between, so I don't know what your excuse is, but it feels like a long time ago.
It does.
Wendy's
so we just got
now.
Back from, yes, she is. We just got back from that, and we want to share all of our big ahas and takeaways from that time together. And before we do that, I would love just to ask my amazing, beautiful co-host what your favorite part of Family Reunion was, outside of what you learned.
Well, for me, I had so much fun. I mean, I had more fun, I think, than I've ever had at any family reunion in the past. A lot of times I'm early to rise, early to bed, because Jay's the same way and I'm trying to be a good roomie. But I guess this time I just didn't care about that.
did that have to do with the new hip coming?
Yeah. Yes. I think I wanted to squeeze it's like the thrifty part of me wanted to squeeze every bit out of the old hip before I got my new one. So, yes. So I was partying late every night, which was really fun. So yeah, I just had a blast.
Yeah. I mean, I laughed more at this family reunion. Like, my stomach hurt from laughter. More with getting to see people and catch up and watch sunsets on the beach. Like, I just feel like my pacing of this was so much more like fun and intentional rather than just kind of a grind than I've ever had. Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was awesome. I think I took a lot of our advice from the episode that we aired around, like, how to plan for your conferences. I think, and not just giving it, I took a lot of it from you guys and your wisdom, and it was awesome. I had so much fun. How about you, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, same. It was probably the most fun family reunion I had. I think my most favorite part, outside of course learning and seeing everyone, was the connections at night, like just hanging out at the hotel. And I got to connect with Joe Rothschild, who had a huge influence on my life early on, my business life early on, over a decade ago. And I've never told him. And so it was such a honor to, like, I got to hang out with him and I shared with him how he has impacted me. And I think people like that are sort of like old school titans in the real estate industry, being able to hear from us is so important.
Yeah.
So
Loves to party too. He is fun to
party with. We had Anna Kruger, who we've mentioned on here before, that's an amazing StrengthsFinder coach. She is on the East Coast, so she never gets to see the sunset on the West Coast. She always sees the sunrise. And so on the last day, she was like, I was like, hey, I haven't seen you yet. Where are you? She's like, oh, I want to go see the sunset on the beach. I was like, do you want company? I want to go see the sunset on the beach. And so Kristen and Eric and I ended up with our favorite cab driver, Ubata, took us out. And we had the most fun and went and did cartwheels on the beach and watched the sunset and then went and had hula pie at Duke's. And it was, we had way too much fun. It was so great.
Tell us about hula pie.
You guys, hula pie is the best. So I didn't know you could get it stateside because Maui, I thought, was the only place you could get it. But it's this ice cream. It's like this macadamia nut ice cream. And it has an Oreo base and, like, I don't even know how many pounds of ice cream. It's like an enormous piece. And then chocolate, like, coating on the top. And it's meant to share, so you get it for your table. And I made Tiffany, like, run all over Maui trying to find it because I thought it was just, like, a normal thing you found everywhere. But evidently it's not. It's very special and you have to go hunting for it. So then we found it right near where we were in LA. So, of course, we had to go have hula pie. And then we started sending it to all the other tables for our friends with KW. It was really great. I felt like Oprah. That. Like, you get hula pie. You get hula pie. It was so fun.
I love how you manifest it.
Yeah, we manifested seriously. Hula pie. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true.
I feel like Nick and George, you know, our husbands who listen to the podcast every week, are probably probably listening. Like, did you guys work?
Yeah. When we were at
Jay yeah. knows that Wendy worked still at family reunion and
yes,
learned.
I worked.
So I promise.
I mean, we had 18 hours.
We did work.
We packed it in. Yeah, we packed it in. I mean, I had one fun night. Actually, our dinner was amazing. We had our adults' dinner, which was incredible. It was great to catch up with everyone, and the food was really good. And we had our
happy hour,
her best life happy hour, which was really fun. That was actually my best night. I had that happy hour and
I was
having pain in my hips. So I was just sitting there and people were coming to me, which was I felt like Carissa. And then we were supposed to go after that to, actually after our dinner, Tiffany and I don't even know if I told you guys this, we were supposed to go to the MAPS glow party.
Yeah.
My whole team was there. And I was like super excited to go. And so I put the address into the Uber and we got there and I was like, why are the Harlem Globetrotters playing here? And it turns out that the place where I was supposed to be the next night.
Oh no.
Was where we went that night. So we completely missed the party. Like Tiffany and I are standing in this parking lot. Tiffany's like, what? Why were you in charge of the Uber? So we had an Uber back to the hotel. Luckily, because I was still trying to hook up with my team. And luckily we just met in the bar that night. And we just had so much fun. Like just the best bar at these events is just a blast. Like that night I met this woman from Honolulu.
Yes.
Or somewhere in Hawaii. And I was like, I woke up the next morning and I was like, I think we're starting an expansion team in Hawaii, but I'm not sure. And I'm like looking through my text messages. I'm like, what did I do last night? What did I do?
She gave you hula pie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's so awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear what you learned too, because I know like half of the joy is actually in the people you meet and the experiences you have. And then the other half is in the things we learn to take back and grow in our business. So I would love to hear from you all. Like, what are some of the things that you took away too?
Well, it was packed with stuff. Mm-hmm. Packed.
It was hard to narrow it down, honestly.
Yeah. Packed with great stuff.
I think the first day we had the CEO Connect, which was, I don't know how many
summit.
People were there.
CEO but Summit.
Summit.
Mm-hmm. CEO
yeah,
Summit.
CEO yeah. Summit. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I heard something that day that I've literally thought about every single day since. And, you know, right now is a hard season in the market. You know, I was just sharing with Wendy and say that some of the markets that we serve are down 70% in number of sales compared to the same month a year ago. And so it's hard, right? A hard season in business right now. And I think a lot of times when hard times come, we can get distracted easily, right? From the vision, from the mission. And Mo Anderson, who was the first female CEO of Keller Williams, was interviewed by Gary at that first day. And she said, when God puts a dream in your DNA, it comes true despite your circumstances.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you know, we've got some rough circumstances right now that we're navigating through. And I think that has provided me both hope and also just a connection to the long-term mission of Empower Home and keeping at it and knowing that that is going to happen. And we're taking a little bit of a side stop with dealing with this market. But it was such an encouragement to me that she shared that. So.
Well, and I think that was a theme actually of the whole event, which was just this kind of like resilience in the storm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There were several full-size buffalo all over the convention center, which was to symbolize this like charge the storm idea, which is, you know, it's like the only way to fight adversity is to charge through it. And Ryan Holiday, who was also at the CEO Summit, who I'm a huge fan of, I think I've talked about mm-hmm. him on some of our book episodes. He talks a lot about Stoicism, and he basically is taking Stoicism and in his books and turned it into like something that modern day people can mm-hmm. understand. And that's the whole concept of it is like, yeah, mm-hmm. hard things happen. You have to stay the course. And ultimately, if you do, you become a better person. And that becoming is really the life, our life journey, right? Mm-hmm. And unless yeah. we do those hard things, unless we actually go through the storm, we don't ever become. We stop That's growing.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of, to me, that was the theme of the whole event. Mm-hmm. And that was the thread that you could pull all the way through it.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing I really loved about this event was that like coming together from all over the world, I think really was just such a powerful place to connect, to see in person that like my challenges in my market may soon be yours, or where you're at may soon be where I am. And so being able to have this understanding of like suffering in silence does no one any favors. Mm. And instead, being aware that when you're sharing what you're learning, what you're experiencing, what you're going through, and how you're getting through to the other side, actually, you're number one, allowing friends and colleagues to come alongside you. And number two, you're allowing other people to learn with and from you. And I think we've all observed in some of the private groups that we're in this feeling before family reunion of a lot of people feeling like they were suffering silently alone. And I think giving ourselves permission, and for those of us that did show up there, I just felt this complete support from both Keller Williams International, but also from everyone that was there of like, we are here to help each other and carry this forward and figure this out and get through this together. Because 80% of our industry has never been through a market shift. Luckily, yeah. the three of us have been through them before, but a lot of them have not. And so I just, that resiliency and that teamwork attitude from everybody I came across, I thought was just a really amazing, abundant, you know, thinking too, coming in the door.
Yeah, agreed. And it was so fun to see all of our KW worldwide family
yes.
there.
Yes.
There were 80 people from Portugal. Shout out to KW Portugal.
Yeah. 24 from the UK, which was amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
KW Germany, we're now yes. Germany now was there.
France was there.
France was there. I think we're in, what are we, 58 countries now?
Mm-hmm. Turkey was there.
Across the world. Yeah, we raised a lot of money for KW Turkey. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was incredible. Well, another one of my ahas was, this is really small, but Ryan Holiday said, well-being is realized in small steps, but it's no small thing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It especially impacted me because of my hip, you know, so those mm-hmm. of you that don't know, I had hip replacement surgery and I've been in pain for about 2 years. And I realized the opposite is true, is like the opposite of well-being, I guess, is
decline.
Yeah. Yeah. Decline mm-hmm. is realized in small steps, but it's no small thing.
Yeah.
And so I had allowed this pain, which started out very small, to become a big thing,
yeah.
you know, where ultimately you had to do something about it. And so it was just a good reminder that the opposite is true, is like bad habits are not even bad habits, but like not going to your doctor's appointments or not getting a mammogram or, you know, not getting your whatever as you're aging, you know, letting all of those small, which is one of those is a small thing, but year after year, it adds up to something probably deadly.
Really big. You know? Yeah. Yeah. We're dealing with that with our family right now. After having taken care of my dad for so long with so many appointments, we're now playing catch up on a lot of our other yeah. family appointments because we spent mm-hmm. so long taking care of one person, right? That slowly and then suddenly we're playing catch up with a lot of that. So I totally agree with you, Wendy. It's very true. One of the things yep. I took away from Ryan Holiday, my other favorite from him, was like my word of the year this year is boundaries and learning how to set healthy ones. And I loved mm-hmm. his, right? We talk about all the time, right? You have to say yes to the things that you want. You have to say no to a lot of unimportant things. But my favorite quote that he gave around the boundaries is actually a quote by E.B. White. When he would say no to something, he would say, "I must decline for secret reasons." And yeah.
I love that.
I just like on the journey of no, it just made me laugh really hard, you know, where it's like no is a complete yeah. sentence and you could also make yeah. it funny. So
yeah, I love that.
That was yeah. good. That was good.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's great. That's great.
After Ryan spoke, which I loved as well, Gary interviewed Lane Norton, mm-hmm. who is a health. How would we describe who he? What he is? He was on health.
He's really buff. He's extremely yeah. fit.
He's a health, great looking person.
Great looking thighs.
Yeah. So it's always interesting to me when Gary, you know, brings in someone to talk about health at a CEO summit, right? And yeah. I think I talked about that a little bit on the health episode, that interview where yeah. Wendy interviewed me about my health and what an impact that had on me. And I would say this did as well had a big impact on me. More from just a reminder, you know, he said your physical health controls your cognitive health. Mm-hmm. And how so important it is. Our health is by far the first domino to everything else. Yeah. And I think it was such a reminder for me. And then also such good motivation. He shared some stats that, of course, made my blood boil a little bit from those that lose 100 pounds. I think he said only 3 to 5% keep it off. And, you know, I'm almost down 80 now. Mm-hmm. And that was... both.
Well, don't lose 100 scary. Then. Just get to like 99.
Yeah. That's what I need to do. Exactly. Then I won't be a stat.
Then you'll be fine. Then you'll be fine.
Well, I mean, Sarah's in yeah. the top 1% though of everything she does. So of course she's going to be in the 5% that keeps it off. Like that wouldn't even be like an option to me. Like, cause you've changed your habits and your habits then define that.
I have. So. Yeah. And I hope, you know, I know that will be the case with me, but it was a good reminder, almost mm-hmm. a recommitment. I use that as like a time to recommit to my health, to continue awesome. Making it such a priority. And I loved the discussion around it. I know a lot of people mm-hmm. were like, what? This was a long time that they spent together, but mm-hmm. I learned a lot mm-hmm. from him.
I thought it was great. Well, mm-hmm. and he said something that really rang true to me, which is exercise is the best way to learn your maximum effort. Mm-hmm. Because a lot mm-hmm. of us, you know, the reality is our brain will give up long before our bodies do in almost everything. Mm. Mm. And the way to really push yourself, right? If you do weightlifting, which I do, is to really just go a little bit extra every time. And it doesn't even have to be a lot. Like I have mm-hmm. these little, I call them my little yellows. They're little yellow weights. They're so little. They're like the size of a donut. They're 1.25 pounds. And sometimes when I feel like I'm maxed out, I'll just put those guys on there. And it's just a good reminder of you can do a little bit more. You can mm-hmm. you can work a little harder. Like your brain is telling you to stop, but your body can actually go a little bit more. And it just proves that point over and over again. And so exercise is really the best way to learn that.
That is awesome. So true. I love that. I think the other thing for me was just hydration is where everything starts too. That's where it starts and where it ends. Like without the hydration, the rest of it becomes much harder.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
So
yep,
true.
100%. So the next day, I was going to say, so yes. We then officially started Molly Fletcher was day one, right? Which actually felt like day 19, but I think that was day one.
I know.
Right?
Okay. I
know. Yeah, technically, yes.
Yes. She was awesome. I mean, I loved her. And she's just, you know, like this Midwest freaking rock star. I just thought she
she's
was
from Michigan.
So, I know. She's a Michigander. I know. I feel like I am halfway adopted. So she's kind of my people as I've adopted them now. My people. I have several.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got a ways to go, Southern girl. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to change my hairdo. It's going to, yeah. I got to switch up some stuff.
You're gonna
I'm
going to fully. You got to get a short feathered hairdo.
Yeah. The West Michigan bob. I'm probably not going to do that. So.
Prove yourself.
It did not go well.
Prove yourself.
Should we do a live hair cutting as one of our podcast episodes? Just watch. I bet.
Say she'll cry.
For other reasons than what she's been blubbering over the last couple of years. No, I'm going to say though, I feel like I have a valid defense in not doing that as we're in Mexico and Wendy's literally looking at my hair growing in front of her. And
true.
She's like,
it was frightening that one night.
Just kept getting bigger and bigger. She's like, what?
Your hair was weird.
Literally growing.
It was
it's like a chia pet.
What do you call it? Like, it's like a chia pet. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But like a chia pet where what is it called when you photograph something and then you move it forward really fast?
Oh, like a time lapse? Is it like
yeah,
a
like time lapse, but like fast time lapse. Yeah.
Can you imagine with a Michigan bob what that would do? Just be like straight up. Yeah. I'd look like Bob Ross just all the way around. Just be like, it's just got real weird, Seychelle. Your desire to fit in Michigan took a real left
Double
turn.
Double dog dare you.
Be terrible.
So who
okay,
was,
so back to Molly
Who is
though.
Molly Fletcher?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is she?
She's the first female sports agent, which is so cool. Ever.
So cool.
Yeah. In a world dominated by men, she's the first. And I love when she was describing when she got to go bird dog and meet Zig Ziglar. And she was like ready to go become a speaker. And she's ready to go get after it in the world. And I feel like I'm interviewing a lot of people in this situation right now where they're ready to be there. They're ready to have been already like in the industry. They're ready to like be 5 years ahead of where they are today. And Zig said to her, you know, like, I hear you want to be a speaker. I hear you want to go out and teach and write books and do all of these things. And he said to her, why don't you go out into the world and do something? And then we can talk about it. And to me, like, I'm interviewing a lot of people in that space right now that are ready to have arrived. And we got to go like put the time and the effort and the grit into it first before we can go talk about it and say we've gotten there. And so to me, it's just a great reminder around like,
you're ambitious.
Yeah. Exactly. Or like, we can't be social media famous on something until we've really been valid in the topic. And, you know, it's a great reminder to me of like, what am I putting my 10,000 hours into? What are we helping our team to do, right? What journeys are worthwhile? And where am I still an infant with a long way to go? Some areas I probably feel like I've more arrived. And there's definitely some areas that I have a long way to go do something about it before I can go talk about it. So that was a great one for me.
It was great. Well, and one of the things I admired about her was she was just unapologetically a mom.
Yes.
You know, she started this talk in front of, you know, 13,000 people that were at KW. And she started out with a story about how she basically had three kids under the age of two. Mm-hmm. And for someone in a very male dominated industry, it would have been, she probably has a, she had 100 stories to draw in that were more masculine. Mm-hmm. And she chose to start with that. And so I really admired her for doing that. I thought that was great.
I did too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
It showed you how strong and confident she really was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love that.
I loved that too. And even down to like her outfit was very like strong and also had feminine, like she didn't shy away from that. And I think, you know, she shared stories about how like, she was pinpointed as a wife or as like the nanny, like in times with a line of people in their polos and pants. And she hasn't changed who she is to, you know, she's just been her and leaned in. And I think that was so empowering to see someone that probably many people thought she should look like them or attempt to look like them. And she still was her. So I loved that. Yeah. I also loved when she talked about energy. And like she asked the question, like, who deserves your energy? Like you only have a limited amount of energy.
Yes.
And are you giving it out freely or are you thinking through who and what deserves your energy that day. And I thought that that was really good. It's not something I think about a lot.
Well, it's so powerful because sometimes, you know, we give out energy to people in our lives who are actually kind of people, they're almost in the bottom 20%.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Life.
Yep.
And we really should be giving most of our energy to the top 20%. Like we should be pouring into them. But a lot of times it's not the case. It's the people who bring drama to us
or the loudest
disruption or they're the loudest. And it's like, that's not a good use of your energy.
Yeah. Cause oftentimes your top performers have their head down and they're actually quiet and going after it. And so it's a good reminder to make sure we're paying the most attention to those. I also loved, this is just like a tactical one from her, but taking advice from athletes, right, who have high, low, lows. You know, we were even watching, speaking of Michigan, we were watching Michigan basketball last night, Nick's favorite thing to do during March. And they went into double overtime with Illinois and ended up losing with like seconds left on the clock. And I mean, it was a missed three-pointer that lost. I mean, it was just like such a heartbreaker of a, you know, of a game, but a really well-played game. And, you know, she said the best athletes and performers often need film to recover fast and reset. And what she meant by that was like, she has a smile file that she keeps. When people have sent her nice things or written her nice things, and every athlete has a highlight reel that they actually go back and watch to reset their brain on like the things they do really well. And I think about like that athlete last night that missed the three-pointer. He had a great look on it. It just missed the basket, right? Like going and being able to, instead of reliving that missed three-pointer over and over again, like what is the highlight reel that we're putting together for us or our team? When we hit hard times, like Sarah's saying, some of our markets are way down. Like, what is the highlight reel that we're going back to reset and to keep our mindset steady and resolved and calm and cool and collected so we don't go through the high and low lows of emotion that these markets can bring. So I thought that was a really good one. So we've gone and done that for our team and it's been awesome.
Did you guys go to any breakouts or were on any panels where you had some takeaways?
We had, like, I actually loved, Sarah, I went and snuck into one of your sessions actually with Matt, where you guys talked about inside sales being the heart of your business. And so I want to amplify you and saying, number one, you were so real and honest and transparent and vulnerable in that session. Like, I have pages of notes from you in that session. So I just want to say thank you first, because I had two of my ops team with us too, and they were loving it. And I love how you've made that piece of your business, like the heart of your organization. And I think so many people treat it as a side effect and you really have treated it as a center of your culture. And I think that that makes all the difference in how your organization operates. And so it was amazing to get to hear how your business runs. But a couple of like just tactical things to put into your business today. I took a couple away because I think that these would be really instructive for people, because you could literally teach like a 4-part series on it. A couple of the things, though, that we took and immediately put into our business, like the next day, were double, like these are for lead generation, you guys, but like double calling every single lead. I loved. It's simple, but it's so like, yes, why are we not doing that? Like dial, hang up, dial again. Our pickup rates have already gone up from that. So thank you from that.
Yay.
Good. Yeah, already. So our ISA is like, why didn't I do this? This is amazing. It's simple, but you know, like you just don't think about it sometimes. And then instead of confirming the appointment, instead, I loved your script of like, we're so excited to be meeting with you at 2 p.m. Just a reminder, we'll tell you what to do and not do when you're buying or selling your home. And I'm going to have our, you know, best agent that'll be there to meet with you. Instead of like, I'm confirming the appointment, because that gives them an opportunity to cancel. And then the other thing that I really loved was, and our business, as business gets tight, people kind of start grasping at things. And I think a lot of us as leaders have people that have come into us in our business over the last, you know, for us 19 years, and they'll want to get into the split conversation. And to me, it's always been around the net, and it was for you too. And I loved, you know, when people come in and have that conversation around reminding them, like, as business owners, we carry the expenses, liability, risk, stress, you know, overhead, all of it. And yet still we have the lowest split out of everybody in the business, yet manage to still grow massive amounts of wealth. And so I think as business owners and entrepreneurs, it's a good reminder for us that it's never about the split. It's always about what you take home. And the value that you provide to an organization. So those are three key takeaways I took from your session, but I just wanted to thank you because you really poured in during that session and it was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
So good. I love your takeaways.
It was good. Yeah.
I got to watch that one. Well, I was on a really good panel. It had a terrible name. It was called The Anatomy of a 33 Touch. And it's funny because I saw the title a bunch of times, of course, before we went in there. But then when I walked in that room, I was slightly hungover. It was in the morning. And I was like, what? Why did we allow this name to continue? But it was... It was basically about, you know, loving on your database. Mm-hmm. And so I had the honor of being on there with Tommy Choi, which those mm-hmm. of you that don't know him, he's
so smart.
He's the most amazing guy. He runs a total business by referral. We send all of our Chicago business to him and his partner, Josh. And they're just incredible. I mean, they do incredible things with their database. And then Kelly Henderson. And for those of you that don't know her, okay, she's so funny.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. Arizona. She's a realtor who doesn't love people. And she's very, very clear about that. And so it was like Tommy, who's like,
so people
really loving everyone. Kelly, who's mm-hmm. not loving everyone, and then me kind of in the middle. And then Leslie Peters, who's an incredible facilitator. I don't know yes. if you guys know. Have you ever seen her? Yes. She's obviously an
amazing
speaker.
I've never seen her facilitate.
But I have never seen her facilitate. She was so well prepared. So the whole thing was great. So just shout out to my panel. But so many little takeaways about how to love on your database. So if you guys want to go back and listen to it, I can't even go through all of them, but I know one of the things that I took away from Tommy was every Valentine's Day, they make restaurant reservations at popular restaurants for in anticipation of people not having a reservation on Valentine's Day. And Brilliant. Then they call their database. I know, free. Absolutely free. They call their database and they say, hey, you know, so-and-so, you can have a date on Valentine's Day. Well, we just happen to have this suite of reservations at all the best restaurants. And actually, I thought you could do that at any time. You know, in Austin,
true.
Everything's packed all the time. Mm-hmm. You could literally do that all the time. And then you could just, it'd be a way to get engagement on Instagram or something like that. Hey, we've got one reservation available. So it's like a giveaway every week. That costs you absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I love Brilliant. That. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Brilliant. So smart. Yeah.
I was on a panel about expansion and how to shift-proof your expansion business. And Kristen Cole was on that panel with me. And she said something that was a big takeaway for me. We were talking about hiring and selecting agents and, you know, we hire to our values. We've shared that on the podcast before. She's broken it down to like, she calls them the 4 G's of her values as an organization. And it was so simple and like memorable. Like it made me realize like, oh, we could simplify this a little bit and make it easier. And one of the ones that I loved is grace. The last G was grace. And, part of being on a team is having grace and understanding for one another. And it was so, her describing that, it was like so powerful. And I was like, we don't talk about that in the hiring process, mm-hmm. but how important that is of a mm-hmm. value. And so I just took, that was a big eye opener for me. I loved that.
Do you remember the other 4 G's just out of curiosity? Because she's like, her superpower is taking really complex things and putting it down into like a really simple nugget. Like that, I think is a superpower of hers. She's so good at that.
Agreed. And I love that I said they're memorable. And then of course you asked me that. And
the other three are
I have to go find.
Guess and guess.
Grit. I think grit's one of them.
Grit was one. Yeah. I know that. Grit was one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to brainstorm now and see if I can figure out the other two.
Well, I'll get them.
Generosity.
I'll get them to her.
Giggles.
Generosity. Giggles would be on mine.
I don't
probably.
Think it's giggles. It's not giggles.
It's
no
not
offense, Kristen Cole. It's definitely not hers. Yeah. She's not. I've never seen her giggle.
Kristen.
She's got a great laugh. I've heard it. She's got a great
Nobody
laugh.
Nobody ever has described her as giggly, though.
No.
No. No, no, no.
No.
Grace, though. No. I'd give her grace. Absolutely.
100%. Yeah. mm-hmm. Grit.
I would. Million, grit. Million oh, my gosh. Over. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yes. Any other sessions that were good?
I got to facilitate for my first time, which was so nerve-wracking and fun.
Your first time?
My first time to facilitate.
That's weird.
I know. You'll have to ask my panel how I did. I'm just going to go ahead and say I think I did awesome. But you might have ask them for a different opinion. I had two first-timers on panels, which was so cool, because I think it's a huge honor when you get to really showcase someone that is really working hard and earning their way into the scene. So we had Heather Skinner and Aaron Brumlevy, who were both first-timers on our panel. And then we also had Kenny Klaus, who is like year 21 on panels. We were talking about farming geographic areas and psychographic and demographic areas and how you build market share in those. And it was really neat. All three of them have very different models and different ways they approach that. And all three of them are taking market share. And so I loved that the theme through all of them was consistency and execution. If there's anything that you do, it just needs to be consistent. But how you go about it can tailor to your personality and how you want to run your business. Whether it's your events or direct mail or Facebook groups or door knocking, it doesn't matter. It's the consistency that really matters. So they did an incredible job though. And it was really, really an honor to get to facilitate with them. So it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, I loved seeing Ken Pozak and Lori Reeder come back. That was really awesome.
Yes.
They're both friends so great.
And it was nice to see them come back to KW. Obviously, I'm happy. Everybody needs to do what they need to do to run the best business that they can.
Absolutely.
And it's just nice to welcome back into the family.
I agree.
They're both
great. We ended Family Reunion with Gary Keller's Mastermind, which is the top teams. And that probably had the biggest impact on me in terms of the Family Reunion event as a whole. He shared some new leadership material that was really good. And one of the things that he shared was he put the word ego in the middle and then circled it. And then there was an arrow on one side that said me-go. Me, M-E-G-O. And then there was an arrow on the other side that said, we go. And talked about how you can't have an organization. It's one or the other. And the likelihood of at times us having a me go philosophy with leadership. He said, all of us have struggled at times with that. And it was such a good gut check for me as things have grown and as where would my people say I am, right? Are we a MeGo organization where it's just about one person, or are we a WeGo organization? And that was just, I thought that was really good. And the picture was, as always, he does good with imagery, was impactful.
Yeah, they're really good at taking complex things and making
simple
diagrams around it. That's definitely one of Gary and Jay's strengths. So,
yeah,
I love that. Well, and I think one of the things they said during that session that was really impactful was relationships that matter are a daily practice. So one of the things that I have on my 411 now is just a little list. I just call it team love. And it's just a running list of intentionality around, whether it's my partners in her best life, whether it's our people at her best life, whether it's my real estate team, my family, whatever that is. It's like, what are you doing to be intentional around the people that matter most?
I love that.
The bigger your organizations get, it's really hard.
It is hard.
I sometimes look at you, Sarah, and I don't know how you do it. You're very intentional about, and I know you do a really good job of shouting out on social media, and you do a lot of events where people come together, but it's a lot.
It's not easy.
The bigger your organization gets, it's very, very challenging. So
that resonated with me as well. And made me think through what are the relationships that need daily practice. And, I think you have to redefine that list at times. And I hate to even use the term list because that's not how I view relationships.
No, it's true. No, of course not.
But it's also at a point you do have to have your focuses of people. Mm-hmm. And you never get away from the rule that you will be the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And so are like constantly looking at that and making sure those that you're pouring into and those that are pouring into you that you're being very intentional about, I think is always a good reminder.
Huge.
Always.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the last big takeaway I had, which is there's no use going to a conference, reading a book, listening to a podcast if you're not willing to take something away from it and implement it directly. And so Ryan Holiday said the biggest compliment you can give an author is to actually take something from what you read and put it into your own life. And I think about that with family reunion too, right? The best gift you can give yourself besides attending is what you take away and implement. And I hope all of you listening have heard from all three of us. It wasn't just that we learned something. You can already hear it's on my 411. It already went into my organization. We already put it into play. Like, that's really where the magic happens. And so taking those things and directly implementing them into our businesses as fast as possible is where the magic comes.
Yes, I love that. And that, my friends, is how you can go out and live a big business and an even bigger life.
That's right.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.